This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of July 2021. July slides us out of full tilt eclipse season and into new contours for our lives. The transition isn't easy peasy, of course, what is these days, but encouragement abounds to engage with it. And much of that engaging consists of adjusting. Adjustment is the recurring theme, in fact, with inconjuncts being the most frequently occurring aspect of the month, 10 to be exact, from the 3rd to the 30th. It's like getting new clothing that you can't wear off the rack but have to alter so it fits and hangs properly, or returning to a work wardrobe instead of the comfy clothes you've been hiding in at home, and relearning through hard experience how to avoid dripping food or catching a jacket or skirt on a doorknob. Or acquiring a car that requires moving the mirrors and seat about and learning unfamiliar electronics, safety features, and navigational tools. Picking up the gist? The circumstances are changing. The world is changing. We are changing. Autopilot is a thing of the past. Seemingly simple actions or ways of being are defying habit and routine and require conscious tweaks all month long. The platform, backdrop, and large contributing factor is the aftermath of the Saturn-Uranus square, which is pitting old against new, forcing disruption and innovation in social groupings, technology, and relationship to community, and continuously challenging the new constructs that sprang up at the December solstice. Motivation to act on them is here, along with the gumption to go for it, whatever it may be. Mars hits levers at the month's start, triggering both Saturn on the 1st and Uranus on the 3rd. Action may be sudden, decisive, showy. Mars is in Leo, after all. Whatever blows up, whatever breaks open, whatever moves, other parts of our existence follow right along. Desires, relationships, creativity, as their ruler, Venus, activates the Saturn-Uranus square from the 6th through the 8th with waves of adjustment in tow. Odds are this is enjoyable. And if not the process, definitely the aftermath, because good vibes radiate through the wreckage. Venus and Mars are happy together in Leo, basking in sunshine and drama, roaring boldly and dressing up for the occasion. They're traveling in tandem for the first half of the month and meet July 13. Mark your calendar. That's go out and strut your stuff energy for certain. It's excellent for fun and creativity and simply enjoying ourselves for a change, all of which are being boosted by links from Mercury to Jupiter and the Sun to Neptune. Our minds will be processing a lot, playing catch up at first and then running. We'll be thinking and talking and communicating through the triggers and breaks and adjustments in three distinct modes. The chatterbox short attention span theater flexibility of Mercury and Gemini is with us until July 10, with ideas gushing and rushing in relief after last month's retrograde. The ability to entertain and spin multiple concepts simultaneously vanishes and emotions come to the fore when Mercury travels through Cancer from July 11th through 27th. Detachment, making light and intellectualizing give way to sensitivity, tenderness, and taking words personally that may not have anything to do with the receiver, and likely do not. It could be that the noise level dies down to the point that we are left with feelings that have been building under the hubbub. Allow lots of time and space to process, especially at the Cancer New Moon July 10, which takes all the disruptions and changes and adjustments and sends us home in search of solace and comfort and nurturing. Rules, obligations, and the gruff old daddy archetype could be factors. Remember that Venus and Mars are playing nice at this point, so you might not be hiding out by yourself. The last third of the month sets up the playing board for assimilating and sharing yet to come about the Saturn-Uranus square developments. The heat, energy, and expressiveness turn up when the Sun and Mercury enter Leo, the Sun July 22nd, Mercury July 27th, and begin their approach to interacting with the Saturn-Uranus square, which happens in August. Before that hits, our minds and information flow go from touchy-feely to playful, flamboyant, and self-focused, but not without a pit stop first in the friend zone of Aquarius at the full moon in that sign, July 24. That emotional report card comes with a paradox: detachment that permits observing how our associations feel, and heartfelt recognition and declarations of love and appreciation. The decidedly non-Aquarian side of that paradox comes from a trine from Mercury to Neptune, which is also helpful for creativity, guidance, and giving people slack in general. The month ends with high energy, a gentle resurgence of recent but pre-eclipse past, and the elbow grease to deal with life. The energy and good times vibe increase even more when Mercury enters Look at Me Leo July 27. This shift comes with the sense that the pause button has been released. Matters that were live earlier in the year are coming back online. The retrospective feel arises from retrograde Jupiter re-entering Aquarius July 28. He was in the sign from mid-December through mid-May and will remain there until the end of the year. Whatever's coming up, we've got the inclination to roll up our sleeves and get to work. Mars, ruler of our drive, moves into Virgo July 30th for a six-week stay. His change of mode inspires hands-on, methodical approaches with efficiency, manual dexterity, thinking and overthinking, and an epidemic of fix-it genes finding expression. Come what may, he'll deal with it. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. Listen to my radio show, Celestial Compass, on Om Times Radio, the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.